It is Greg and Gina. We are with Dr. Jason Molitoris from the Maryland Proton Treatment Center. You specialize in treatment of head and neck cancers. How do we lower our risk of developing those cancers?
So head and neck is a pretty diverse group of cancers. This is any cancer of the mouth, throat, nose, sinuses, salivary glands, and then the lymph nodes in the neck. Most common type is squamous cell carcinoma. Now, we all think of smoking and alcohol use as risk factors for head and neck cancer. However, about 70% of throat cancers are actually caused by a sexually transmitted virus called human papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus vaccine is available to young children and may reduce the risk of oropharyngeal cancer. However, there are a lot of us who grew up before those vaccines were available, and so we are at risk for this type of head and neck cancer. However, for those people that are diagnosed with head and neck cancer, we do have advanced treatment options in our city, including proton therapy at the Maryland Proton Treatment Center.
MD Anderson released results from a clinical trial that concluded proton therapy is the standard of care treatment for head and neck cancers. So what exactly is it?
Proton therapy is an advanced form of external radiation treatment. So this is a physical particles that are shot into patients. And when they go in, they damage cancer cells. But the really unique thing about proton therapy is it spares the normal tissues nearby the cancer cells. And we all know that there are very critical functions provided by all of the organs in our head and neck. And so any opportunity we have to decrease those side effects and those impacts on normal tissues is critical, especially for the treatment of head and neck cancers.
How can we get more information if we have questions about head and neck cancers?
You can find us at askforprotons.com or give us a call at 410-369-5200.